This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We have been talking about gardening this morning, and Rick talking about growing marijuana plants, or maybe.
Yeah.
You better keep
track. You don't know what I can ask again. All right. All right. Well, we're going to do. You know, let's. We'll take some callers at the next break. If you want, 1-800-313-1000. No, wait a minute. It's 1-800-SPANK-ME. Call us. Okay. 1-800-313-9443. Sorry.
Yes.
By the way, Karen, you're doing a marvelous job. I love your work. You should really have your own radio station, in my opinion. So the warmer weather stuff, which I'm also... You know, a lot of this stuff, even though I garden, I tend to do what a lot of people do, and I get stuck in a rut. And I kind of keep doing the same thing over and over again. And it's fun. And, you know, I learned a lot of things, you know, about you can, you know, push lettuce and the cut and come, the dual-purpose crops, which I adore. Like, for example, as I mentioned before, the Haas boys were selling kohlrabi leaves as greens and making about... three times the amount of money off the plant than they used to just selling the root. So when it comes to dual-purpose crops like beets and everything, I just love it.
For
those of you that don't know, beets are a member of the chard family, so when you take the beet greens, it's the same as Swiss chard. They're all a member of the beta whatever. I wish I knew more Latin. I'd like to speak to the Latin Americans. So with respect to the one where the crops, I'm dying to try something new. Once again, though, I'm going to grow the pepperoncini peppers because you talk about, you know, as I mentioned before, four plants gave me enough peppers that I was getting 5 gallon buckets full, and I still got pickled peppers, lots. I still got 10 jars. I had to give a couple of 5 gallon buckets of them away. So once again, a great pepper. But with respect to the tomato plants, now this I am just dying to do. One of the most disease resistant of the tomatoes is something that is a production tomato, but it's also right at the very top of the taste profile. It's called Brickyard. It is a hybrid, but it is, and by the way, it is also, I believe it's a determinate hybrid, which means you're basically going to get two or three flushes of tomatoes, and then you get the plant out. And at that point, I would obviously replace it with a different tomato plant. Probably, you know, I'll have lots of Sun Golds this year because that is everybody's number one pick. That and Bella Rosa, which Bella Rosa what do they call the ones that grow in clusters? It's not a small tomato. It's a medium sized tomato, but it grows as clusters, and it is apparently in all the taste tests, it is right at the very top of the taste profile. But what is good about Brickyard and Bella Rosa is that they are known for their disease-resistant package. Also, there's one more that is right up there with it. It's called Tachi, T-A-C-H-I. So, you know, for years I've been growing supersonics, and they're pretty good in this climate, but, you know, they tend to get the summer dementia as tomatoes will. But last year I had great luck. I kept several plants all the way to the end of the season by using Haas's liquid copper, which I'm going to do that again. Regular sprays of liquid copper, along with a little bit of pyrethrum, not Promethean. That's the man-made version. We're going to use regular old pyrethrum. You know, it breaks down in about a week, 10 days. But I would not put that on a leaf product. But I will put it on tomatoes because you can just wash them. If you spray and pick some the next day, all you got to do is wash them off in a little bit of soap water, and you are good to go. Because pyrethrum is not really dangerous to humans either, although you don't want to drink it.
Right.
Yeah, you're really not supposed to drink any of this. For your kales and the cool weather brassicas and all of this, at some point during the year, you're going to get those white butterflies. They're called cabbage moths, and they're the ones that put down those little green inchworms that will just devastate in a week. They'll just eat an entire kale crop. If you don't see it, you'll come back and your kale will look like grandma's lace doily. You may as well just cut it down because you're not going to fix it. What you got to do with those brassicas, like your cabbages, with your cabbages and your kale, you've got to use regular sprays of BT, which you can drink actually. It doesn't affect humans at all. It is approved for organic gardening, and it is just about the only thing I will put on a leaf product. Interestingly, lettuce never requires any, for some reason, and I don't know what it is, bugs don't like it. They don't mess with your lettuce. Deer will, but the bugs don't mess with lettuce, so you don't have to worry about that. But if you've got your beets, your collard greens, the broccoli, the cauliflower, any of that, you really do want to give it regular doses of BT. You don't have to use pyrethrum on it because the BT, your real problem is going to be the little green worms, and they can't stand BT. They can't be where BT is. So, and that's once again, I say that's organic. So you can eat that the day you spray it. I used to watch a gardening show called the Manic Organic. And when he was spraying this guy, it was something, you know, this guy was weird, but he would be spraying his brassicas and turn around and start shooting the stuff into his mouth like he's brushing his teeth with it. And so, eventually he died. No, I'm kidding. But you know, it just goes to show you the stuff is not, it's one of those things that doesn't affect humans, but it has a very deleterious effect on, the worms that bother brassicas. So, you know, there's another thing I'm just dying to try, which I've never done before, is romaine. I've grown lots of lettuce, grown kale, grown other things, love beet greens, love collard greens, but I've never grown romaine, and they've got a couple of really nice ones, Haas does. Cal shot romaine. I'm just dying to grow this romaine. I do love Caesar salad. I'm a big fan of Caesar salads, and you know, along with these trendy lettuces, which I'll grow, the Butter Crunch and the Cherokee, which is a red, I would like the romaine. I'm dying to do that, and along with the Lacy Phacelia, which I will plant as just an I intend to let it get invasive. I'm fine with that. I would love to live in a field of blue flowers. I am not allergic to bees. But beyond that, they've got, I bought $25 worth of giant zinnia mix, and I've seen their zinnia mix, and it is gorgeous. That cost me $25 for that, but I won't use all 1,000 seeds. They have, and I've mentioned this before, they have these things called pro-cut sunflowers, which are the ones these florists use. So I bought Joker, which is a yellow and purple mix. It's got like a purple center with a yellow outer ring. Joker, which is, Plum, which is kind of a light purple. It's colored the inside of a plum. Well, no, the inside of a pearl plum isn't purple. And then red. So that's pretty much what I'm going to do. My wife loves to cut flowers in the summer. She loves to go out and bring back a big bouquet. You know, one of the things we've been missing in our flower arrangements is blue. I don't let her cut the Rose of Sharon's because I don't want her to. I like them in the yard, but if she wants to walk out into a big bunch of lacy phacelia and start cutting scorpion weed, I'm all for it, you know. So let her do that. So because, you know, a little bit of blue flowers in with your yellows, oranges, and reds is really, really makes it look like something special. So that is about, I think, about all I wanted to say with respect to this up-and-coming season, except this. Here we are in Zone 5, and Hoss Tools sent me, free of charge, it's a Clyde's Garden vegetable garden planter, except it's got their logo on it, which is great. So if you look at the spring, we see quite clearly that, move this down to our last frost date is April 15th. I moved the little red line to April 15th, and I get to start indoors on the 8th, cabbage and cauliflower. That's like next Sunday, right? Yeah. Okay. So then at the following week, I get to, no, that's insane. I get to start cabbage and cauliflower last week. I get to start broccoli next week. And then as far as the first plantings go, right around next weekend, I get to do my onions, peas, and spinach. Tim, you and I were talking about spinach earlier. Very cold hardy crop. And then if you're going to plant outdoors, if you're not going to start inside, on the 1st of March, if you're in the middle of the country, you get to first plant your cabbage, cauliflower, and your radishes. So that means if you're starting your radishes inside, which I will start watermelon radish inside, because it takes about twice as long as a normal radish, I can put them out right around St. Patrick's Day, and then I'll be good to go. So this is pretty timely. We're right to the point now where I can start planting things indoors in only about 3 or 4 weeks away from where I can start going outside and putting seeds in the seed beds. Tomorrow, I believe, is Groundhog Day. Am I right? Well, what's today? Is today February the 1st?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Today's the 1st.
Groundhog Day, another usurped Catholic holy day. It used to be something called Candlemas, and there was a rhyme that went with it. If Candlemas be, I really don't know the exact words, because it's ancient. If Candlemas be sunny and bright, winter gets another flight. If Candlemas be dark and gray, winter must go away, or something along those lines. And the reason that it is Candlemas is the day that the candles are blessed, because Monday is St. Blaise Day, and he's the guy who, he's the saint that saved a little girl from choking on a fish bone. People say chicken bone. They were not eating chickens at that point in this location. She was choking on one of those flexible fish bones, and somehow he managed to deal with it. But it's a fascinating Monday the 3rd. Here's a fact. I never miss a throat blessing, because February, we all know, is the month of fevers, right? That's kind of what it means. I have never gotten a sore throat in the month of February if I manage to get myself and my throat blessed. Oh, I know, there's a bunch of you people going nuts right now. I'm real sorry about that. But you know, I'm proof. You know, I've been doing this now for 30 or 40 years, and it does work like a charm. You know, call it whatever you will, psychosomatic, I'll even take that as long as it works. So, you know, that was an interesting. So Groundhog Day wasn't always Groundhog Day. Although, I will say this. If you haven't seen the movie Groundhog Day, I don't know why not. It is a wonderful lesson, I think, in life and in Christianity. It is a story about a man who keeps living the same day over and over again until he stops being a selfish jackwagon and starts living life the way he was supposed to. Then, finally, it becomes St. Blaise Day, which they don't mention, by the way. For political reasons, you can't mention that. But that was the deal. So he finally wakes up in love with, I believe, Mary Steenburgen, which is not a bad deal. And sorry, honey. And then it's February the 3rd. So, but it is, my wife would love to use it as a teaching tool, but you can't because there are some parts of it that are mildly bawdy. Just a little too much for a 12-year-old boy, but it's just a shame, really, because, you know, you talk about making points, you know, in a theatrical way. It does it very well, and that's not often easy to do. So,
well, to answer your question,
anyway,
yes, it is tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, is anybody
it is.
I believe it's supposed to be sunny and 60, so I'm pretty sure I'm in trouble. You know, that's,
well, it's supposed to be sunny and 68, 70 here, so anybody who's standing around that groundhog tomorrow, don't spook me until he sees a shadow. I mean, come on.
Well, have you noticed that the groundhog's wrong like two-thirds of the time anyway? I mean, so,
well, if you
so
want to come stand around you, you know, the last thing you're going to be searching for is your shadow anyway, but still.
Yeah, that's right.
It all depends on how he comes by that hole.
Well, if you live in a hole, you obviously, should we be listening to anything that lives in a hole about anything? You know, if you crawl out of the hole and start prognosticating, then you're probably voting for Hillary anyway. So, you know, you probably already hung up on me. But yeah, I mean,
think about it, though.
Just like the weather. Yeah, go ahead.
If the groundhog pops, you know, when he pops up out of his hole, if the sun is at his back, of course he's going to see his shadow. I mean, come on.
I haven't seen my shadow in 10 days around here. I'm starting to get depressed. You know, I gotta get outside, man. I gotta get my knees in the dirt. I can't do this a whole lot longer. I'm always glad to see the garden season. What's that? Oh yeah, my gosh, I'm terrible. As a matter of fact, I do these shows outside. You know, right now it's probably cloudy and 40, but I'm outside. I can't. Yeah, we also don't bring the rooster in the house. I can't be in the house. I got to be, you know, I got to be about my business. So, and by the way, with respect to, not to change the subject, but I meant to bring this up too. This spring, for the first time, we're going to be doing meat chickens. I can't resist. I've also got some Buff Orpingtons I've had around for the last 2 years who I think they sit well. I love the Buff Orpingtons. I'm not a big fan of the black Australorps. I'm sorry, Jerry, I'm just not. But the Barred Rocks and the Buff Orpingtons are my favorites. They sit well. They tend not to eat eggs. They're well-behaved. They're pretty gentle. If you reach up under them, you know, they don't necessarily go for your eyeball. So that's a good thing. But yeah, so I'll grab another half a dozen, maybe three Buffs and three Barred Rocks, and also along with a dozen or so meat chickens, and I'll put them in a chicken tractor, and then I'll raise them up, and I'll run them through the plucker and put them in the freezer. But, you know, with respect to that, you know, if these people are really serious about this agenda where they're going to start putting carbon tax on your protein, you know, then we got to talk about meat rabbits. We got to talk about chickens.
Right. Okay. Folks, we have a break coming up. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. You're welcome to give us a call. We've been talking about gardening this morning, and if you've been listening, hopefully you have some ideas to help Rick with some of his gardening problems. Because like you guys, we don't know everything, so hey, we're willing to try, you know, listen to what you have to say. Maybe it'll help. Again, 800-313-9443. Okay, gentlemen, take it away.
And we got a caller. We've got Francis in North Carolina on line one. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning.
Hey, folks.
Hey.
Of course, I'm hearing the feedback I can hear in the background. But anyway, I have to admit, the rhyme for Candlemas, you really need to print that out or post it somewhere, because that was priceless, first and foremost. That's the because I've been very versed about various.
I'll grab it. My wife has it right here. I'll be right back. Just keep going. I'll look for it. I'll get it.
Okay. There's a lot of different rhymes that people have during various seasonal changes and so forth as far as gardening goes, and that was one I missed. Now, I know it's been known as Groundhog Day, Candlemas, Root Mass, and so forth, because it goes back so far in history that today's modern society has no clue about the holiday or just dismiss it altogether. However, for folks that live out in the country, that live on a farm and live by the seasons and how they change, they're a lot more versed about that and haven't forgotten, more or less, depending on how many generations there are in the family, for that matter, and whether or not they continue it. The thing about the various flowers was cracking me up, and I thought, those are interesting names for a flower such as scorpion flower. It's like, wow, that's a new one I've never heard of. And as far as the, first of all, let me do this before I forget. I have to apologize for the call getting interrupted when I called in last Saturday because I hit apparently a dead zone with the cell phone. So my apologies to you. My apologies to you about that because we were going to go see about rabbits. And so, well, these are Angora, and they're mostly known for their fiber more than meat or, you know, whatever. So we were going to go see about that, and I am so tickled with them. I'm more tickled about them than I am about having a dog in the house. Well, for one thing, they produce two different things. They produce fur or wool, as well as their manure can be used in the garden. When I was like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, now you're nailing it. So, you get two things from them. So,
I was tickled about that. Composted. You can use that straight from the cage. That stuff is not hot like chicken,
correct.
So it can go straight in.
Nice. Oh, and as far as various things that were practiced long ago that people have forgotten about, reminds me I'm going to say it the way it was said before the translation was done. It was called the Disselfink. And this is mostly known about up in Pennsylvania and further north. Now, you may have recognized that name, maybe not. If so, then I can just refer to some of the slang names for it, such as the thistle finch, or better yet, hex sign. And so that farmers would use and so forth, mostly on their barns as well as on the household and all that. It's beautiful artwork, gorgeous artwork. Depending on what the symbology is and what you're looking to inspire, I guess, on the farm and the household is what I would tend to refer to it as. And I'm reading about that and doing research about it. I'm not so sure about studying or whatever. But it's hard to come across that kind of artistry south of Virginia or in Virginia, let alone south of Pennsylvania, for that matter. But I've looked about it online and so forth, and it's quite intriguing as far as that part goes. Now, as far as the scenario goes, as the squash goes, I have to applaud you about changing the season in which you plant that. Obviously, you mentioned about it being in Zone 5. The question is, what state, and I don't want to know about what city you're in or anything, but what state are you in?
Oh, we're in middle
of Missouri. We're in middle of Missouri.
I'm sorry? Oh,
Missouri.
Okay,
Missouri.
Gotcha.
We call it Missouri, yeah.
Okay. I think you're correct about changing it to the spring or late spring about getting your winter squash started because, yes, with the how fluky the weather pattern is can greatly change that, how the growing period is, because I can empathize about having to start the seeding indoors.
Stay there, Francis. We're going to do some music here. Stay there.
Whoops. Yep.
1-800-313-9443.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two. Although I might be the laughing.
You are tuned in to to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
And we're back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We're speaking with Francis in North Carolina at the moment. Francis, you want to continue on?
Hey, Francis.
Hey. Yes.
Francis, here's your... My wife was kind enough to dig this out of the recycling. This is... here's the rhyme. This is an old English song, and it goes like this. Now, I'm not going to sing this because it... Well, I don't see any notes. If Candlemas be fair and bright, I could make it up. If Candlemas be fair and bright, winter has another flight. If Candlemas brings clouds and rain, winter will not come again. So I don't know what the song sounded like. God only knows. With YouTube, you can probably find it. But you know, that's the way it went. That would be Groundhog Day. I don't know why. I don't know how a groundhog. You know what you could do with this? You can do jokes. So it's, if something crawls out of a hole and begins to prognosticate, it's probably Joe Biden. You can just do this. You could just keep doing this. You know, you could. There's hundreds of possibilities. It would be like Polish or blonde jokes. no offense if you're a Polish blonde, my apologies. I didn't start that. I had nothing to do with this. Please continue, though. You were going to probably talk about
that. Was priceless. That was priceless. Where do you go with that? I'll tell you what. Well, for one thing, if you want to look at it from a technical sense, it depends on what the weather is doing in that part of the U.S. where you're at as to how that would apply. But other than that, that's really priceless to have that in writing, though. I have to applaud you both for that matter. And when you mentioned earlier about the lettuce and the issue with the insects and so forth, I was starting to wonder, as far as the lettuce is concerned, which types of lettuce was affected and which ones were not?
No lettuce is affected. Bugs just don't care for lettuce at all. I have never seen a bug on my lettuce. The only problem that we seem to have with lettuce is rain splashing up and getting down in to the cracks where the leaves join the stems. So, you know, there are easy enough ways to work around that. You can either mulch a little bit, or you could take that black fabric and just punch holes and let it come up through there, and that will keep the dirt from getting up in there. Nothing puts me off my feed bag like making a great big salad and then taking a big bite of dirt. It's just that crunch between your teeth just knocks you off your stool. It's just rough. I mean, no amount of salad dressing can fix eating dirt. So anyway, but no, you don't have to worry about that with lettuce. That's the great thing about lettuce is that, oh, hell, here come the grandkids. That is the great thing about lettuce is that it is unaffected. If you hear noise, it'll be over with. But with things like the kale and the collards, you're going to have to get some BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. It's normally for sale, at your local store, and it'll say anything. It could say anything this one says 3-in-1 garden spray, but there are also, this one here says caterpillar. Oh, hold on. I got to turn around here. Caterpillar killer. Caterpillar is found in Safer. You know, S-A-F-E-R, the Safer people, they make stuff like this. So the caterpillar killer from Safer is just Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT for short, and you can use that as safely. You can use that on any of your other leaf greens without worrying about, anything.
Right. So I take it that is B as in boy, T as in Tom, or whatever.
Yeah, right. Bacillus thuringiensis, T-H-U-R, never mind. Yeah, BT. But you'll look on the back, and if it is primarily Bacillus thuringiensis, then that's the one you want. And you can get it off Amazon. I think that's probably where I got these bottles here.
Mm.
But you want to do it. What you want to do is you want to do it in a preemptive way. You don't want to wait until you see holes everywhere, because it takes like 3 or 4 days to work. You have to It takes like 3 or 4 days for it to affect the bug. So by the time that you realize you have a problem and then you spray, the damage goes on for another 3 to 4 days, and that's enough time for them to pretty much wipe your stuff out. I mean, these caterpillars, once they get moving, they go nuts.
Well, then perhaps when the plant first starts sprouting or growing, perhaps sometime after that, but not too late, would be a good time to actually start. So is that applied to the ground or to the leaves themselves?
No, you spray it over and under, especially the bottom of the leaf. So I just get a pump-up garden sprayer because it's got a wand. And, I spray down, and then I reach under and I spray up. And
Make
sure the leaves are kind of drippy. And they're going to do that. You pick a day a week, whether it's Monday or Tuesday, Saturday, whatever, and just do it the same day. And, I mean, it only takes a few minutes. I normally just leave it in the sprayer. And then of course, the pressure will come off. Pump it up a few times, spray my stuff, and move on.
So gotcha. would make sense.
Yeah, I just have a dedicated sprayer for the VT. And what you want to do, too, is grab a Sharpie. If you're going to do that, grab a Sharpie and write on their VT so you don't start putting other things in there, like Roundup or some other things that's bad for, you know.
Oops.
You don't want any poison in there, yeah. Yeah. I keep one for VT. I keep another one for pyrethrin, you know, so I keep them separate.
Indeed. Well, I know as far as Roundup goes, I avoid that like a plague.
Right, right. I'll use it in the cracks in the sidewalk, that's not in the garden. That will be, you know, on the driveway or something like that. But you don't want that in your garden at all. There are places I will use it so I don't have to. We have a gravel driveway. If you've ever tried to weed whip weeds out of a gravel driveway, you will need plastic surgery because that just hurts like nobody's business. I've learned to keep my lips shut tight because if you get hit in the tooth, it'll also screw up your teeth. So oh my gosh, you know, it'll just change your mind about everything. So I will go out every now and then and spritz. I keep that though in one of those little hand sprayers, the $3 one you get that's empty. It's empty, and you just turn that to a stream and spray the weeds, and then you're done. So,
there's one other possibility, though, you might want to keep in mind, and that's simply having a spray bottle for such plants like that or misplaced like that you call weeds, is salt water.
Oh, well, no, that's an idea. That's not a bad idea. I will try that, and I will try that and see if it... Roundup tends to, you know, it won't do anything until the very first rain. It just sits on the leaves until the plant finally gets wet. And then the thing arrests.
Go ahead. Francis, I got to let you go. I'm going to try to get one more caller in before the end of the show.
I was going to say, because I need to fly.
We sure do appreciate your call, though.
Not a problem, and I was looking to get out of here anyways because I got stuff I got to get going. So y'all have a great weekend. Play hard. Just remember to breathe.
Yep.
Thanks, Francis. You too, hon.
You too, Francis. Thank you. Next, we go to Dino West Virginia on line 9. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm the guy that talked to you on the John Moore show. You was hosting it.
Okay.
I was went to nuclear submarines with, like you did.
Right.
I got so seasick. They said we got to put this guy in shore duty, so they put me on a Caribbean island, and it was a lot like Bob, Black Sheep, Gilligan's Island, and McHale's Navy.
Why didn't I think of that one? I could have faked being seasick.
Yeah,
instead
I tell you what,
punching holes in the ocean in North Atlantic for 10 years.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, but it was pretty much about like that down in Rosie Roads, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I was going to ask Rick there. I moved to a place that used to be a sort of a horse farm, and all the fencing's down now, and I'm right next to a wildlife management area. It's pretty remote. In front of me is a river. It's a road on the other side. But you very rarely see anybody go up and down through here, except the drug addicts going up to some drug manufacturing center back in the mountains. Two questions. For that problem, what's the fastest growing tree or fern or pine that would kind of like hide your house?
West Virginia. West Virginia. Okay.
Yeah.
Rick, let me ask you another question, Dino. Do you have any wet areas where you can plant these trees?
Oh, yeah, I got nothing but river, and I got plenty of streams running down off the mountain behind me, which I own.
Empress. There's a tree, I believe it's called Empress. Give me just a second. I got seeds in the freezer for between my road and my pond that I haven't planted yet.
I haven't had any luck here.
Let me make sure I'm right.
How do you spell that?
Empress, like the lady, the empress. I believe you're talking about Polonia, aren't you, Tim?
Yes.
It's a dragon tree or Polonia tree.
Tomentosa.
I can't keep them. They do need a fair amount of water. I just can't keep them. What they do is they'll die to the ground and then they come back in 10 places. I've got 10-foot Polonia trees all over the place. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. What was your name, sir?
Dino. Dean.
Dino. You're probably looking for something that's non-deciduous, too, right?
Just as long as it hides the house.
Yeah, but I mean your leaves. Do the leaves in the winter, do your trees out there fall?
This area is very similar to Missouri.
Well, then you'll have... Then a Polonia tree would lose its leaves. And there is something you can get a number of things off the Internet. These are false cypress, so they do like water. So there's something out there called a rocket juniper, and my neighbor put them in. He put them in such a place that they didn't necessarily receive the right amount of water and just had a fit. But where they grow fast, and they're non-deciduous. In other words, it will look like a green juniper. So it would be green all year, and so you wouldn't lose your shielding in the colder months. Polonia trees are fun, though, Tim. There's no question that Polonia trees is fun.
Yeah.
So these will grow faster than bamboo?
No, they would not. Yes and no. Well, bamboo, of course, if you're talking about something like yellow groove bamboo, you do know that stuff just keeps... No, bamboo's fast, but it is invasive. It's like kudzu. You're gonna have a tough time controlling it. But you know if you got an area where you can just put it in and don't worry about what's going on, by all means, you know, bamboo has many uses. I got a guy out here that grows yellow groove bamboo, and he pretty much took over his whole yard. But I just go in, cut it, and make wood flutes with it. It's fun.
Yes. Now, another problem here is gardening. It is so sandy, nobody's gardens grow around here.
Yeah. Right. Well, and, you'll find that the boys from Haas Tools, you want to talk to the guys down at Haas. They live in a very sandy area. It's called the watermelon capital of the world. But what you are going to have to do is you're going to have to introduce some organic matter. You're going to have to lay your hands on copious amounts of compost and maybe just put those in the areas where you want to garden. Don't just put it out there willy-nilly.
Like the bed box.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Like the box gardening?
Well, no, serious gardeners don't do that either. What they'll do is they'll create what's called permanent raised beds. So what they'll do is they'll put the compost down in rows as much as a foot deep and about 30 inches wide, leaving walk spaces. And that is how that's done. So you can control how much garden you want by the rows that you put down. Now, eventually you're going to find that the sand is getting mixed with the organic material, but it doesn't matter. Up here, I mix sand with my organic material because for me, that is absolutely perfect. I get the nutrients from the compost and the drainage from the sand, and it's just a match made in heaven. If you can mix organic material in with your sand, you're going to get some very decent beds. But you don't need to raise them up. Honestly, you can just do them in rows on the ground, and that gives you the ability, if you want to run a machine through there. You know, maybe you want to just do a surface cultivation or something like that, because nobody can get, you can't get a tiller up into a box. So, it solves a bunch of problems all at once.
Yes.
And if I can throw one more thing in there, Dino.
Yeah.
I grew up in Florida.
on the coast of Florida, where it's as sandy as it gets. What our family, my grandparents and my mother and father, what we all did was take all table scraps that we were going to throw away, all organic material, coffee grounds, and everything like that. In fact, it was my job when I was 5 or 6 years old to go bury that in the garden every day. So that might be something that can help you too. All right, thank you for your call, Dino. Great, we appreciate it. We got to wrap up the call. No more time for calls, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name?
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sam and Dave.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. And we are beginning to wrap up our show. So, gentlemen.
You go first, Rick.
Yeah, let me put it in real quick. My elephant garlic has been up for about a month. I think the only thing I'm going to regret is that I didn't put in more. I did buy another 5 pounds. we've been using that for culinary stuff instead of putting it in the ground, which, yeah, I don't know if that was a real bright idea or not. But also, my onion order from Dixondale, they say they're going to ship on March the 2nd. So I've got 2 bunches of candy onions, which is an intermediate day, 2 bunches of red candy. These are the big round storage tomato onion, and some superstar, which is a white. And also they've got what's called an intermediate day sampler.
which is, I don't know, it's probably a number of onions. I'm also going to be thrilled to put that in, but I'm also thrilled that I finally got an onion that is proper for my zone, and this is just going to be a blast. So I can't wait to see this. Yeah, it's going to be fun. So if you haven't gotten your onion starts from Dixondale, try it. I think you're going to really like it. Up north, you get the long day. Down south, short day. And in the middle of the country, intermediate day. Look at their chart on right on the front page. See where you live. Order accordingly. That's about all I would say.
Okay. Lori, you go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, well.
Do you know each other?
No.
No.
What's your sign? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, if you must know, my zodiac sign,
yeah.
I'm a Sagittarius. Okay. Just everybody remember that it's February. It's the month of love. You know, Valentine's is just around the corner, so don't forget that special someone in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That remember, it's still a little cool out, so please, so please remember the homeless and the elderly, and also those that are, I guess, you know, without. If there's anything you can do to help, please try. And please don't forget our military men and women and all that they do for us and their families. Other than that, God bless, and I hope everybody has a great week and enjoys the rest of their weekend.
Well, thank you, Ori.
Okay.
Well, folks, about the only thing I got to say is be aware of what's going on around you. Maintain your situational awareness. You know, take everything you hear in the news with a grain of salt. Take everything the government, any government, says with a grain of salt. So, you know, don't let all this, you know, fear-mongering news scare you. You know, just be prepared for whatever happens. If you're prepared for whatever happens, then whatever happens, you stand a good chance of making it through. Other than that, I don't got much. We'll be back same time, same channel next week. We will have Don Wiskin on at 11 o'clock Central for a half hour, just in case somebody missed our January 25th show. He's going to talk a little bit more about the sale he's got on at heartdrop.com for Extendivite, which is a product I swear by. In fact, I took my daily dose during the show. But anyway, folks, that's it. Same time, same channel next week. May the God rest the souls of President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee, and God bless the United States of America. Bye-bye, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.